Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join My Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family's schedule onto a sleek digital display so you focus on important things, like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's skylightcal.com/talk.
The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM, also on Love 99.5 in Kumasi and myjoyonline.com. Live in all 16 regions of Ghana on X Spaces and Facebook. Coming up, Fitch Solutions forecast tougher times for Ghanaians next year, describing former President Mahama's intention to review the current IMF deal as mere political rhetoric.
What would a change in government mean for policymaking? Not much, really. While Mahama has talked about, for example, renegotiating Ghana's IMF program, we believe this is largely electoral rhetoric.
Also, Council of State member Sam Okudjeto and chiefs alarmed about difficult times ahead as Parliament's uncertain recall puts approval of the budget in jeopardy.
It has serious consequences for governance, like the budget. You know, from January, there will be no money to pay anybody. All public servants cannot be paid.
We should find time to sit down and talk so this nation can progress.
Also coming up, former President Kufuor cautions against constant criticism of the judiciary.
Criticism is not your heart. I'm going to say, Constitution and the Tresse, but be our interpretation of the Supreme Court. It's a court in Yaka, Monsum, and Monfanyajuma.
In business.
Prices of petroleum products expected to be reviewed this week as there are strong indications of a marginal reduction.
And also in our Streets of Despair series, foreign children as young as 10 years old far from home are fighting to survive.
My parents moved from Niger because things there were difficult. At first, I begged, but now I make more money selling.
These are more with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Details and now. Fitch Solutions is forecasting tougher times for Ghanaians in 2025 under the current IMF program. Though Fitch has already predicted victory for NDC flag bearer John Mahama in the December polls, it says the next government will have little influence in reviewing the current program. Mike Kriniger is a senior analyst for Sub-Saharan Africa at Fitch Solutions.
The IMF will expect the new government to rein in expenditure to achieve greater fiscal stability. So the likely austerity that we're going to see next year, so in 2025, what would a change in government mean for policymaking? Not much, really. While Mahama has talked about, for example, renegotiating Ghana's IMF program, we believe this is largely electoral rhetoric. Given Ghana's reliance on IMF funding for macroeconomic stability, it is unlikely that an NDC administration would risk funding delays that would create significant external imbalances.
You heard senior analyst for Sub-Saharan Africa at Fitch Solutions, Mike Kroniger. Now, a member of the Council of State, Sam Okudjeto, is warning of risks posed by the delay in approving a national budget before the election. Mr. Okudjeto expressed grave concern that if Parliament fails to act swiftly, the next government will face difficulties, especially with salary payments from January. On the probe last night, he called for the House to assemble to tackle government business urgently.
Before that parliament comes to an end, there are certain consequential orders, decisions, and the rest that they must take. And if they do not take, it has serious consequences for governance. Like the budget. You know, from January, there will be no money to pay anybody. All public servants cannot be paid if parliament does not approve a budget to that effect. Now, a new government that is elected will not have any money, because there is no vote for governance. These are issues I thought that my young friends in parliament would have been addressing my mind to. Excuse me to use the words, my young friends, for the simple reason that I'm much, much older than all of them.
Also on the probe was Togbi Tepre Hodu IV, a paramount chief of the Amfuega traditional area and president of the Volta Regional House of Chiefs, who urged the two sides to resolve their differences for the nation's sake.
I still think that all the parties can sit down and talk in the interest of this nation called Ghana and in the interest of national cohesion. It isn't everything that we should always be running to court over. We should find time to sit down and talk so this nation can progress. I am like speaking for my chiefs. Why do we go to chiefs' palace to resolve matters? Mm-hmm. So what stops you? This level, why stop at this level of standard talk?
The Dean of the University of Professional Studies Law Faculty, Professor Ernest Kofi Abuchi, is cautioning that the Supreme Court's ambiguity regarding what defines an MP leaving his party could complicate parliamentary proceedings. The reasoning for the majority decision has sparked various reactions and interpretations. Among them is what happens now to the affected MP since a consequential order was not given. Professor Abuchi is also unhappy the ruling grants too much political freedom to MPs.
But the reason the court ascribed to it, with the greatest of respect to the court, is extremely problematic. Precisely the reason of political freedom is what the Constitution seeks to constrain. In other words, while all of us can change our political alignments, members of parliament can only change their political alignment on the pain of losing their seats and having to go back. And so for the court to therefore rationalize this on grounds of political freedom and the choice, the right of choice of a member of parliament, is to undo precisely what the Constitution seeks to prevent.
Also, former President John Ejekum Kufo has been commenting on the ongoing controversy. In an interaction with selected journalists, the former president cautioned against the constant criticism of the judiciary, a development, he says, undermines the 1992 Constitution.
We should be careful with the criticism of the Supreme Court. The Constitution has clothed the court with the authority to interpret the Constitution. And we must accept the outcome of the court decision. And more importantly, the court only acts on applications before it.
Election Headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, Chopbox Technologies, a convenience service, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, Youth Bridge Foundation, Bridging the Gap for Positive Youth Development, Syntex Tanks, Aya Strong, Aya Tough, and Potential Real Estate, your trusted partner in real estate.
And also brought to you by Deluxe Paints, Paints Mode Champion. Now, the Electoral Commission says it is ready to organize a free, fair and transparent election, starting with a special voting on December 2. Additionally, the EC says it has taken steps to close polling stations with very small voter populations across the country. Listen to Deputy Chairperson Dr. Bosman Asari.
All the necessary measures that must be put in place to ensure a very successful, peaceful process, all of them have been done. We are still left some few issues that are out, which have to do with the printing of. You know, when we are registering, at times some of our officers will place some of the voters at certain polling stations. But by the time you realize, there will be only one person at a polling station, only two persons at a polling station. So because of that, we maintain them as they are.
And I will take you to Kanishi First Light for today's Streets of Despair series, where children as young as 10 years old and far from their homes in Niger and Nigeria are fighting to survive. Join News' Faustina Safo has more.
I have come to one of the busiest intersections in the capital, Kanishi First Light. Once the traffic light signals red, young faces appear through the blare of car windows with outstretched arms, warm smiles, and sometimes tear-filled eyes. They try to prick your conscience, hoping you spare a coin or two. These children, often from Niger and Nigeria, once upon a time survived mainly through the benevolence of passengers and drivers. However, their approach has changed. They have become vendors, selling products like cotton earbuds and brushes, striving to catch the attention of potential buyers. 10-year-old Aisha says she makes enough profit to feed herself and her parents.
My parents moved from Niger because things there were difficult. We came here hoping for a better life. At first, I begged, but now I make more money selling. I can now cater for myself and my parents.
For 10-year-old Fatih, selling car brushes provides her the dignity begging deprives her of.
When I was begging, people used to stare at me a lot. Now I sell and I know they see me. It's not much, but I'm earning something and feels better. I make at least 20 cedis profit a day.
This new path is far from easy, but they still push on. For Sina Safo, Joy News, Kaneshi First Light.
And that's how we end this morning's bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. I am Amisi Nyamicha Thompson. Up next is business on the Super Morning Show.